Hi, everybody. I am Caleb Hardwick, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound. We are recording episode number 22, I think. 22?
Yes.
22, here live in the dump. And with me, as always, are my brothers. That was the voice of my younger brother, Seth.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
And also joining us, as always, is my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
Anything else to say, Noah?
I was thinking, like, does Seth get top billing this episode? So, like, if it was, like, a movie title, like, the poster would, like, it say Caleb Hardwick, and then it would say Seth Hardwick to the left of it, since he's, like, the second billing.
And then your name is what, in the fine print?
Yeah, something like that.
Right on. So, what's been going on, guys?
I have been a fully active firefighter now for 2 years this month, and this past week, I actually drove the fire truck coated with lights and sirens on for the first time. The actual Ooh. Engine, not just like the little rescue unit or one of the brush trucks, but actually one of the big fire truck pumpers.
And where'd you go?
About a quarter of a mile on Highway 229 to a vehicle accident. It was a safe drive. We had nice wide lanes. But it was at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was half asleep, and I didn't wreck the $350,000 fire engine.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, you were snoring.
Was I? I guess I was just asleep. Interesting. And it's interesting the things you missed during the middle of the night.
Did that police car going by this morning wake everybody else up too?
Was that the police car?
No, that was the fire truck. Oh, or that was the rescue. Oh. What? About 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rescue.
Oh, by. You're not talking about what I'm thinking about then. What I'm thinking about is the guy who was going by with his subwoofers on.
Or maybe it was that. I don't remember.
You might have already left for work. I don't know. But I was sitting there in bed, and all of a sudden, it's just like... It was pretty bad. But anyway, it was really noisy, and then Seth kind of wakes up and rubs his eyes and goes, they should give that person a ticket.
Yes, I did say that.
I kind of thought that was funny.
I was half asleep, but at the same time, it was very,
that must
very
have been
annoying.
After I left, because I left early this morning and went and had breakfast with Mama.
Yeah.
It probably was.
Yeah, Noah and Mama ran away and went to Chick-fil-A this morning without us.
They did bring us Chick-fil-A back home, at least.
Thankfully, they did bring us some back.
Oh, did she?
She did. She didn't. You didn't know this, but she did.
Yes. Actually, I suggested it, so.
Oh,
it
well, that was kind of
Oh, so you're going to take credit for it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that might just boost you up in the credit roll to, you know, like
2.5, right?
Yeah.
See, interesting things that have happened to me. Yesterday, I talked to a guy in Montana.
Okay. Where's Montana?
Somewhere where it's cold.
It wasn't the kid from church, was it?
Oh, well, I did talk to Cody, too. Cody Collier. So maybe I talked to two people from Montana. But I actually talked
That's
to a guy.
Got to be some kind of record.
In Montana. His name is Jeremy Watterson. He's an acquaintance of mine through my baseball research connections. He was asking some questions about some stuff. But anyway, I thought that was interesting because he told me that they had something like 30 inches of snow. And of course, here it's just like crazy, ridiculously February warm. So, yeah.
Wait, crazy, ridiculously February warm? Isn't that like, you know, 50 degrees?
Yeah, but
because crazy
warm.
Ridiculous warm in February is like 50 degrees.
Yeah, so it's even warmer
it's like
than that.
April warm.
But besides that, I don't know. I haven't been doing too awful much that is interesting. I'm getting prepared to go to Big Chill weekend tomorrow evening. Big Chill is the weekend youth event that our church does. So. I'll be leading a group of ninth grade boys, so I'm excited about that. It's going to be a long weekend, but it'll be fun, and it's kind of ironic that it's being called Big Chill because it's been so warm. Noah, what have you been doing? Anything interesting?
I've actually been working on putting together my own podcast.
Ooh.
I'm leaving you guys to start my own podcast. It's a mutiny or something like that.
Oh. Well, we'll find a replacement for you. We'll get Corey to fill in for you full time. Corey's more interesting anyway.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your podcast though.
Yeah, I've been wanting to start like a podcast about Christian music, and I've been trying to figure out exactly what I want to do with it because there are already a lot of podcasts out there that kind of like interview Christian artists and stuff. So I don't really want to do that. So, but I was trying to think of something that would be more original, and I'm like, well, what if instead of interviewing like the people that create Christian music? What if I interview the people that curate Christian music? So I think I'm going to try and like find people that are like radio DJs or album reviewers or playlist curators or host their own podcast on Christian music.
Dude, you could totally get Brandt.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try and go for that.
Hey, like, if you can get Brandt on your podcast, I will totally like call in or something.
Dude, okay. Brandt is like the Switchfoot of Christian music DJing or whatever he does.
But yeah, that's kind of what I want to do. And I'm actually thinking maybe that will just be like the first season of my podcast will be about Christian music curation. And maybe like the second season, I'll pick a different topic or something. But I kind of just want to interview people that like normal podcast wouldn't interview.
The people like, who are kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, or just plain boring.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very good recipe for a podcast.
Yeah, I suppose. But that's why I think it would be interesting because nobody else is interviewing them.
Okay.
But I guess I really want to interview people, and I want them to talk about what they're passionate about. So, like, if they're passionate about Christian music because they write album reviews, I think that would be fun to listen to them talk
maybe
about that.
Maybe there's a reason they don't get on podcasts.
We're going to stick with the plan right now for Christian music curators, and we'll see where it goes.
Wait, what was that last phrase you just said?
Christian music curators.
People who curate Christian music, or CCM for short.
There you go.
That's not being used by anything, right? So like kind of what I want to do for like with the podcast, my general thought is like, I want to ask them about what they do. Like if they're a DJ, ask them how that works and like how they decide what they're going to play on the radio, or if they're a reviewer, how they decide what albums they're going to review. And then I like want to ask them, okay, so like what songs have you been listening to lately? Cause I want it to be kind of like a music discovery thing, find out what they like. And then also I want to ask them like, how do you like to listen to music? Like, do you like vinyl? Do you still buy CDs? Do you like Spotify? Are you a headphone person or a speaker person? That last question is really just my interest more than anybody else's, but it's my podcast. If I ever start it, it will be anyway.
If you start it. So have you got it down into any details about how you're going to do this?
No, I was looking at that today and I was going to ask you some questions later about hosting, but.
So have you have a name for it?
I was toying with the idea of calling it the I Know a Guy podcast.
I Know a Guy podcast.
Yeah, because it's got my name in the title.
So you take kind of a cliche Christian joke, t-shirt joke, and you make it the title of your podcast?
Yeah, and I can do that because my name's Noah.
That's true.
If your name wasn't Noah, it wouldn't be funny.
It wouldn't be good, yeah.
It's actually probably still not funny, but at least...
I don't know. It's not that bad.
It's kind of a play on words.
I'm wondering if there's already anything else called that.
There are people that have that domain name and those usernames, but nobody has got it with the word podcast in it.
Cool.
And
as long as it's nothing that's too popular. If there's like an I Know a Guy... You know,
there is no
show of something else or a YouTube channel or something.
Yeah. I haven't checked YouTube. That might be a good idea.
Because if there already is something else,
I like
check
the iTunes library, and there's nothing called I Know a Guy with the word Noah in it, and there's nothing called I Know a Guy with the word No in it.
Yeah, because that would get confusing.
Yeah. So there's neither one of those in the podcast library. So I think I'm pretty good on the podcast side, but YouTube probably wouldn't hurt to check that.
Or you could just wait and, you know, not even have a name to like your 15th show.
You sound like you speak from experience.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you're listening to Hardwick Sound, the name of this podcast.
I've already got two interviews lined up. So.
Oh, really? Tell us about that.
I've got a guy who curates Spotify playlists for Christian music. He's got probably like, I don't know, half a dozen playlists, and they've all got like 100 something plus followers on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a guy who has a podcast/website that is about tracking Christian artists that are on Kickstarter or GoFundMe or Indiegogo, all the crowdfunding stuff.
Cool.
Sounds exciting. I'm glad to hear that.
Segway.
Okay, so now it's time to welcome this week's special guest.
We don't have one.
We can get somebody on the phone.
Should we just randomly call somebody and say, hey, you're on the show?
Okay, let's look in our contacts list. I'm just going to randomly pick somebody on our contacts list.
who is this? Why are you talking to... Wait, where are we?
Oh, you're back on the podcast.
Who? What podcast?
Hardwick Sound.
Now, I once knew a guy who was in the sound business. He had two marbles, and every time he'd click the marbles together, a ball of lightning would come down and strike a genuine Cherokee Indian in the soul patch, and the soul patch would burst into flames and burst into 1,000 marshmallows, which he would put on the s'mores and eat them like they were bark that was in between a bologna sandwich. But then the bologna sandwich would become and grow legs and would wander off, and that's how the very first turtle got into North America.
Okay, to our listeners who do not know, this is the voice of Uncle Eddie.
I'm Uncle Eddie.
So, do you believe that we really landed on the moon?
Of course I do. I've been to the moon.
You have?
Of course.
Which Apollo mission were you on?
The 14 and a half.
I don't remember 14 and a half. Tell me about it.
Well, it was a long story. A long time ago, we were down in Texas, and we took a marble stone and chiseled out an antique version of Michelangelo's Beatles record, and we played it for this man driving a 34 Camaro who had an alligator in the back seat. And he liked it so much that when he was done listening, he took out his lightsaber and chopped whole a big donut in half, and that's how we've got the very first crescent moon shaped bagel.
Wait.
Now, that man came to me and said, Uncle Eddie, because that's how everybody referred to you back then. People were polite, you know. He said, Uncle Eddie, I need you to go to the moon. And I said, sure, what for? And he said, because I've got a genuine popsicle stick here from 1913 that has to be planted in the moon. Otherwise, the moon will freeze. And so I went to the moon.
So, Uncle Eddie, how many nephews and or nieces do you have that make you an uncle?
I don't remember. It's just easier for everybody to call me uncle than it is for me to remember who actually are my nieces and nephews.
Well, anyway.
We'll see you later, Uncle Eddie.
All right, go see you later.
All right, so now it's time for a quick word from this week's sponsor.
With today's modern winter weather, you'll never need winter clothes again. You can say goodbye to your furry boots and hoodies forever, because it's Nautical Dave's Winter is Going Out of Business sale. From tank tops to shorts, we have everything you'll need to enjoy a modern sweltering winter. Our new line of holiday season swimwear and February flip-flops are perfect for all those warm, sunny winter days grilling at the beach. So stop sweltering in your scarves and try on this winter's hottest trends at Nautical Dave's Winter Weather Warehouse.
Not available in Montana or the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay, so now we're back, and Seth has something else interesting to say.
Okay, so getting ready for the show, I was just going to look and see what special day it is. Because if you've noticed, everything has its own national holiday. You ever notice that? And it's kind of almost annoying, really.
Yeah, it's like you can't go any day without there being some sort of special celebration.
And almost most days are like two or three different things, too.
Yeah, okay. So today, February 23rd, there are five different things that are listed and on nationaldaycalendar.com. And it is National Tile Day.
Tile? Like bathroom tile?
Yes, like bathroom tile. In fact, that's the picture they show.
Why? Why does that have a national day?
What is
day?
The origin of this holiday?
Historically, only the wealthy could afford tile in their homes. The expense of handmade or small batch production meant tiles were difficult for the ordinary person to obtain. With the advent of the Industrial Revolution, tile not only became more affordable, but the design and features expanded with the technology, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here we go. How to observe. Take time to appreciate the quality and craftsmanship of the tile work around you. How do we do that?
We don't have any tile.
I think we need to make a trip to Hot Springs and look at the tiles in the bathhouses because they were always really cool looking.
That's true. Okay. I don't think we have any tile anywhere.
And you're supposed to take a picture of it and hashtag it National Tile Day like 2017.
Okay, now I want to see if anybody has actually done this.
Okay.
To Twitter. What else is a day?
It is also National Chili Day, which I'm surprised. Yeah, chili.
Not like the country.
No, like chili, like the winter food. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm actually surprised I haven't heard anything about that, because that actually seems like that would almost be a big enough
It seems like somebody would be having a chili cook-off or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. There's probably still... Was it National Chili Day?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's okay. There's probably still an International Chili Day coming up.
Probably so.
I'm not getting anything on Twitter of anybody who's celebrated National Tile Day 2017.
Okay, use the hashtag #WhyTile. Why tile...
Why tile?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope, nothing. It's kind of ironic that this website says it's National Tile Day and nobody in the whole world on Twitter is celebrating National Tile Day.
Okay, now here's the most important one, is that it's National Toast Day.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the bread toast or the toast like with wine?
Food.
Wine is food.
The bread.
Okay.
With butter.
So not like, I'd like to make a toast to all the cherry chops.
What if you toasted with toast?
I will read you a few tweets from National Toast Day. He says, this is Zachary Dill, says, it's time to toast your toast. Today is National Toast Day. How do you like your toast?
Not burnt.
Crispy and...
Butter side up.
You should... reply to his tweet and say, hey, you've been mentioned on Hardwick Sound.
I hate those people.
Amazon at IUB tweeted 16 minutes ago, it's my favorite day, National Toast Day. Order a toaster and get it in 2 days prime.
Way to go, Amazon. Good advertising.
Everyone knows that the best way to celebrate National Toast Day is to buy tickets to the Young Literati Annual Toast.
I feel like we should go and check that one out before we air it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So people, please use your best common sense. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. So I was just, it's also National Banana Bread Day, too.
National Banana Bread Day?
Yeah. I mean, why do we have these things?
When is it going to be National Noah Day?
Who decides whose day it is?
I assume they have like some sort of committee.
National Day Committee?
So how does that happen? Somebody goes, I'd like to nominate toast for a national day.
Isn't it like an elected office, or is it like appointed by the president or what?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate toast. The chairman recognizes your nomination. Would we like to have a vote? All in favor?
You have to second it first.
I second the nomination, and we'll have a vote.
But why do we need to have national this
because,
day?
Because, look, the fact that I read like 5 tweets and 3 of them were clearly, meant to be selling something is exactly why we have national something days.
Consumerism?
Because people want to make a reason for people to buy their stuff.
Interesting.
So, if we have a national something day...
The fact that millions of people all across America today went out and bought bread so they can make toast for themselves on National Toast Day is exactly why we have National Toast Day.
So, in other words, all of our quote-unquote national holidays are just driven by consumerism.
Were there any of those days where that was a product you can't buy? Or were they all something kind of products?
They were all products.
I guess you can buy tile.
You can buy or make chili, which you'd have to buy products to do. Same thing with banana bread and toast.
So we should make a product that we can sell on a national holiday.
Let's just be real. National go out and buy something day.
Christmas?
But yeah, there are a lot of national thing something days. If we could just find our own national something day, then we'd be in business. If we could have National Listen to Hardwick Sound Day.
That's on Tuesday.
Every Tuesday is National Listen to Hardwick Sound Day.
Bam.
All right, so let's begin to wrap this up as we do our final segment of the show, also known as Sound Advice. So let's go around the room and give our advice for our listeners this week, starting with Noah.
You should start your day with Chick-fil-A. It just makes it better.
That rhymed.
It did?
Yeah.
Day, lay,
you filet. It sounds like a filet. Jingle. Start your day with Chick-fil-A. Anyway, so that was Joe's advice. Eat Chick-fil-A. You'll have a better day. Seth, what is your advice?
My advice is double and then triple check the frequencies when you are buying sound equipment, specifically transmitters and receivers.
Yeah, that is an important thing to do. I'm not sure I want to know where the story's going.
Okay, yeah. So I was buying a replacement body pack transmitter for one of our wireless mics at church that has gone bad. And I mistakenly bought a Shure PG1 H7 frequency when I should have bought the M7 frequency.
Yeah, that's a problem.
To make matters worse, I did it twice.
What?
I don't even know how, because I went and looked at the picture of what the guy was sending me, and I thought for sure it said M7 on the transmitter.
And so this one came with this case is wrong too?
Yes.
Oh, well, the case is nice.
Yeah. So now I have two sets of the wrong frequency.
Maybe y'all should just transfer to that frequency at church.
I'm just going to take it and put it at church because I have the receiver and the transmitter both.
Yeah.
So it'll still work. No one will ever know unless they listen to our podcast. But yes, that is my advice, everyone. Double and then, if you're doing it again, triple check the fact that your frequency is actually correct.
Very good.
Caleb, what's your sound advice?
My sound advice would be if you live in Montana and you come to Arkansas, make sure to dress light. And if you live in Arkansas and you go to Montana, be sure to dress warm. Would you like to sign off?
Bye.
Seth?
Do I have to?
No.
Can I have 5 more minutes?
You can say Roger or 10-4, whatever.
Please?
You want.
Please, I don't want to go to bed yet.
No, Seth, you're getting cranky. You need to go to bed.
Okay, bye.
All right, 10-4, everybody. This is Caleb Hardwick signing off. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Start your day with Chick-fil-A.